So I've been having this conversation a lot recently, and it's about expectations, and more specifically, feeling like shit, or feeling low, or down, or depressed. Now, we live in a world where we try to run away from these feelings. We try to shut down and make those feelings go away. But I'm of a different belief. My preference is to actually lean in to those feelings, because those feelings are trying to reveal something to you. It's like the check engine light. And whenever we're trying to run away from these feelings, it's like covering up the check engine light. It's like, nope, don't want to see it. That's too scary. I don't like the idea of seeing that. I'm out. Pass. But that doesn't actually make the feeling go away. Like, if you cover up the check engine light, that doesn't make whatever the issue is in the engine miraculously disappear. You're just covering up the warning sign. Your low feelings, you feeling sad, you feeling down, is actually you learning in that moment that you have expectations that aren't being met. You had expectations that you thought your life was going to go a certain way, or you thought a certain situation would have unfolded in a very specific way, and it didn't. And because it didn't, you started feeling low, right? When you're what you wanted and what is actually happening are separate, and there's a gap between those two things, that gap is what's crushing you. That's what's making you feel sad. That's what's making you feel low. And most people, quite honestly, they don't realize they've got expectations until they start feeling down and they start feeling disappointed and sad and let down. So if that's how you're feeling, if you're feeling let down, if you're feeling disappointed with the way things have turned out, I want you to spend 20 minutes with a blank page, a new document, a new note, wherever you list out and write out your thoughts. And I want you to list out what your expectations were. And as you do a brain dump of all your expectations, you will start to reveal and start to understand why you're feeling so crap. That in and of itself will help you take the expectations that were in your blind spot and bring them front and center. Because if you can't see it, you can't change it. So before you even try to change the feelings of feeling low or down or depressed, work out what those expectations were, because that's what these down, let down, and disappointed feelings are trying to show you. And then you can start to change those expectations. I hope that helps. Make sure you follow for more.